Divine Grace, the boy, Charna Ravindam Bhakti Vedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prince of the Host Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas, Arigoro Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Sisi Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Sham Kund, Radha Kund Giri Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Ram Ki Jai, Mayapur Navadvip Dham Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Tosi Devi, Bhakti Devi ki jai, Sama Beta Bhakta Brinda ki jai, Hari Nam Sankirtan ki jai, Transcendental Book Distribution ki jai, ISKCON Melbourne ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna, good morning everybody. Great to see you all. You lovely Aussies. You're not really Aussies, of course, but just masquerading in that form. A reading from Sri Bhagavatam. Today, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So it's Canto 1, Chapter 6, Text 36, Conversation between Narada and Vyasadeva. Sarvam Tadidam, Sarvam Tadidam Akhyatam.
Sarvam Tadidam Akhyatam.
Yat Kristoham Chavanyaga.
Yat Kristoham Chavanyaga.
Janma karma rahasyam me.
Janma karma rahasyam me.
Bhavatas chatmatoshanam.
Bhavatas chatmatoshanam.
Sarvam taridam akhyatam.
Sarvam taridam akhyatam.
Yat pristoham tvayanaga.
Yat pristoham tvayanaga.
Janma karma rahasyam me.
Janma karma rahasyam me.
Chatmatoshanam
Bhavatasyatmatoshanam
Sarvam Taridam Akhyatam
Sarvam Taridam Akhyatam
Yat Pristoham Tvayagat Sorry, Nagat, excuse me. Yat Pristoham Tvayaganat
Yat Pristoham Tvayaganat
Janma Karma Rahasyam Me
Janma Karma Rahasyam Me
Bhavatas Chatmatoshanam.
Bhavatas Chatmatoshanam.
O Vyasadeva, you are freed from all sins. Thus I have explained my birth and activities for self-realization as you asked. All this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The process of devotional activities from the beginning to the stage of transcendence is all duly explained to satisfy the inquiries of Vyasadeva. He has explained how the seeds of devotional service were sown by transcendental association and how they gradually develop by hearing the sages. The results of such hearing is detachment from worldliness, so much so that even a small boy could receive the death news of his mother, who was his only caretaker, as the blessing of God. And at once he took the opportunity to search out the Lord. A sincere urge for having an interview with the Lord was also granted to him, although it is not possible for anyone to see the Lord with mundane eyes. He also explained how by execution of pure transcendental service one can get rid of the fruitive action of accumulated work, and how he transformed his material body into a spiritual one. The spiritual body is alone able to enter into the spiritual realm of God, and no one but a pure devotee is eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. All the mysteries of transcendental realization are duly experienced by Narada Muni himself, and therefore, by hearing such an authority, one can have some idea of the results of devotional life, which are hardly delineated even in the original text of the Vedas. In the Vedas and Upanishads, there are only indirect hints to all of this. Nothing is directly explained there. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is the mature fruit of all the Vedic trees of literature. Sarvam tariram akirtam yat pristoham tvavai naga janmakarma rasyame bhavatas chatmatosunam. Vyasadeva, you are freed from all sins. Thus I have explained my birth and activities for self-realization as you asked. All this will be conducive for your personal satisfaction also. Vajnate Muralasya Gyananjana Sulakaya Chakshu Unvalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhuta Vasi Mati Shyamam Swami Yati Namari. All glories to Siddha Prabhupada, glories to Siddha Gurudev. Well, there's so many amazing points in this. I don't know really where to start. My apologies for not having studied the text this morning. I came down during the japa period and had a look at the on the board there. It was yesterday's one, I didn't realise. So I went back to my room and had a think about it. And I came back down and I saw that there was another one. So I have to do my best to try not to waste your time. Just at the end of the purport here, there's something very, very important that Srila Prabhupada said here about the Vedas and the Upanishads, how they're only indirect hints as to the kingdom of God and to Krishna's super excellent, supreme, amazing position as Shyama Sundar. So these are not actually easily discernible if you're reading and you take into the Upanishads. But we have the Bhagavad Puran here, which is considered to be the summum bonum of all Vedic writing. And it's called Amala Puran because it has no tinge of... It says at the beginning, if you want something else out of this, some nice, happy, you know, happy family stuff in the material world, forget about it. This is just for those who are after transcendence. And not a transcendence that just merges one into Brahman, but a transcendence where you attain by great, great good fortune the opportunity to serve Krishna for eternity. So the other day I told Prakash Prabhu I'd written a song about Hanuman, and I'd sent it to a friend in America who the big Hanuman Bhakta, but they're unfortunately impersonalists at the end of the day. And he said, "Oh, I love the song, it's really inspired me, etc., etc." And then he wrote to the bottom, "When I don't know who I am, I serve you. When I know who I am, we are one." So I wrote back and said, "And I still serve you." So the thing is, they're missing out on such an amazing thing. The opportunity for service is the greatest thing, because it's come from a very, very mystical place in our heart called love. And when love strikes you, like when you fall in love with a girl or a girl falls in love with a boy, everything goes out the window. You just want to do everything to be with that person, to give to that person, to give everything to that person. Where does this come from? It comes from the original supreme love that we all have in us, but it's trying to work its way out through the coverings and the lenses of the subtle body and the gross body, which are telling it that love to divert off here, to divert off there, not to go untrammeled to the Supreme Lord where it belongs, but to divert it off here and to divert it off there. So, Videshudula Bhamadula Bhamatma Bhakta. It's not even known in the Vedas, Krishna's Advaita Machuti Manadi Mananda Rupa. It's not known. But it is known to the great sages such as Narada Muni, Vyasadeva, etc. Vyasadeva himself was a Brahman realized, but he still had some experiences to realize and to bring him to the full completion of his ministry, so to speak. And after writing down all the Vedas at the beginning of his life, he was able to do that because he's such a brilliant person. But still, he didn't feel complete. And so is it Brahma came? Well, Brahma came and said, "The problem is you haven't written about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's your problem. You're stuck with all this other stuff." So sometimes devotees think, "Oh, you know, I'm missing out on something," especially when we're considered to be Hindus. You know, there should be so many sacrifices. This is and that's to be done, and study of this, and philosophical pursuits, and so many material pursuits as well should be done up to a certain stage to make the most of this life. But Krishna says some very, very amazing things in Bhagavad Gita. Of course, he doesn't stop saying amazing things in Bhagavad Gita. But one particular shloka that really fascinated me was the, I don't know if you know it, Videsu Yagyesu Tapasya Cheva, do you know that one? Daneshu Yag Punya Palam Pradistam Atiti Tatsarva Midan Vidipa Yogi Paramstanam Upaiti Chadyam. It says a devotee, he doesn't have to worry about these other things. Now, so what are these other things? So, it says the person who's on the path of devotional service is not bereft of the results derived from study of the Vedas or performance of sacrifices, the people who undergo austerities, people who give in charity, the people who study philosophical and fruitive activities. They, he said, they just simply by performing devotional service, the bhakta and a bhakti receives all these things. And on top of that, he's able to reach Krishna's abode. Where if you do all the other stuff separate from Krishna, you're going to get so many other things, but never going to get him. He's not easily attained. How is he? Attain preman jiricha bhakti vilochanena santak sadeva hridesha vilokayanti yam shama shundaram achintya guna swarupam govindam alipusham. So we have to tinge our eyes with the salve of love to see him. Otherwise, not possible. Krishna, what does he need us for? He's got people loving him like and going nuts for him 24 hours a day for eternity. And we're going, might be, might not. He's not going to have it. He's going to wait to that point where we're actually dying to see him. Even Narad only saw him once. Narad. He only saw him once. And Krishna I imagine that Krishna's understanding was, I'm only going to show myself to you once. And that will procure prema bhakti from you. So he knows exactly how to deal with each other. So other people may see Krishna a few times. We may have so many different realizations throughout our devotional processes. But the personal satisfaction that Narad was given by Krishna was that he gave all the information that he needed to know, plus his personal darshan. We also are, in a sense, more fortunate because we don't have to go through that poor little kid had to go through, losing his mum. Of course, each one of us has probably lost someone in the family here, which is a hellish thing. And when we get those kind of blows, it's a big, big test for our faith. Or maybe we hadn't even developed any faith up to that time, and we became less faithful at that point of losing someone. Or maybe it drove us, who knows, it drove us to seek solace in something that we hadn't looked at before. Who knows, everyone is wired up in a different way. But the fact is that that poor kid had to go through not having a father, then losing his mother at an early age, and then fearlessly, some or other, going into the forest and looking for God. How amazing is that? And of course he was rewarded with that. Each one of us is going to have to face, has already faced, and is going to have to face the loss of loved ones, loss of mother and father, or even children. When I was, but Krishna is so kind. He's so amazingly kind. I remember when my wife lost her first baby. It was just a hellish experience. It was at the hospital and going through that thing, and the baby came out, and there wasn't anyone to do this and to do that. The doctors were asleep or something, and the nurse was bewildered what to do. Mm-hmm. And the baby lived for an hour and then died. And it was just like such a trauma, you know, just out of the blue. The night before, I was playing some drums on the session, you know, as a popular record was being made. Then all of a sudden, I'm with my wife in this labor ward, and it was just the most incredibly frightening experience. God knows what it must have been like for my wife, but for me. And I remember I went out on the stairs in the dark. It was a horrible old Victorian hospital, and while they were cleaning my wife up and etc. etc., I went out into to go and have a cry on the stairs, and I started to try to cry. And as I was starting, a voice went, "It's okay. This is just." And I couldn't cry. It was just stopped there and then. Something in my heart, I didn't know that the super soul existed. It was before I was a devotee. So the Lord is so kind to us. Karmani nirdhati kintu jo bhakti bhajan. Even if we're not performing devotional service, He'll still give us our karma. He'll still be there and kindly give us whatever we need, good, bad or indifferent, even if we don't believe in Him. So some or other He was there and He just went, "It's okay." I didn't know it was Him, I just had this voice saying, "It's okay, this is just, you deserved it." And then some years later it happened again when we were devotees, and that was almost even worse. But and I went outside into the hospital grounds so I could cry without disturbing other people. And I went to the bicycle sheds, and I hid behind the bicycle sheds, and I went to go and cry again, and they said, "This is okay. It's just as it should be." What's going on here? So Narad was looked after. But I'm no Narad Muni. I'm Mr. Sex, Drugs and Rock and Roll personified. But still He's taking care. He's got the whole world in His hands. And that song, you know, by the Christians, it's such a great song. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the whole world. So, and it goes through the whole thing. He's got the little bitty babies. And He goes, "He's like me and you, brother." And He's got everyone in His hands. So we should understand. We should really start to get serious that Krishna is serious about us. He's so serious about us. Once I asked my spiritual master about if you experience something in your chanting, and, you know, should you speak about it, should you tell other people? Because I'm the kind of person, I'm the New York clarion. Anything happens, I tell everybody about it, you know. So he said, does a man speak about his wife's activities between him and his wife to his friends? I said, "Of course not, very much." So he said, "Well." Then I thought, oh my God, Krishna's a person with feelings. Did you know that? Did you know? Did you really realize it? I mean, I didn't. I was thinking, you know, it's all one way. Like, I'm the one who's feelings. Krishna's impervious. He's, what is God? You know, He doesn't feel anything. He just is having a good time, rocking and rolling down. All the hard stuff Lord Vishnu is doing for him. And the hard stuff that Lord Vishnu doesn't want to do, the demigods are doing for him. Krishna's not got feelings about that or about us. Wrong. Krishna's deliriously in love with all of us. His poor old Krishna is an addict. Like, we've got people who are addicted to drugs and to sex, and I can understand all that stuff. But Krishna's an addict. That's where the addiction comes from. But his addiction is to pure love. And he feels that about us. And we're still thinking, you know, Aribo, is it time for prasad? Or Aribo, is it time for this? Or we can talk, we think we can talk to each other. You're dear to Krishna, I think I can speak anyway about you, or deal with you anyway, let the door slam in your face. It's not going to go anywhere with Krishna. He's not impressed. So we see here that that this beautiful child has become freed from all his sins. And we also have to become freed from our sins to have darshan. It's not going to happen unless there is exceptional circumstances. We may not get. But Srila Prabhupada says that we have to be so careful that Krishna sees what we're doing rather than you saying, I demand to see Krishna. Oh, come on, Krishna. I've done around. Come and dance. Where's your, I can't hear your flute. Come and do a dance for me. Come and. He's not going to do it, is he? Is he going to be impressed with that? So slowly, bit by bit, the process of association that Prabhupada is from the beginning of the stage of associating with the devotees, having faith to do it, coming to that point of associating, getting some feeling for that, starting to face your anattas as you find your Guru Maharaj who helps you to deal with the stuff that you've got to deal with. And there's a big backlog. I do this past life regression stuff. And my God, we've been everywhere. Seriously, been everywhere. You might think, oh, well, don't talk about that stuff. It's just a stream of Bhagavatam class. But actually, everything that I've experienced in past life is in Bhagavatam. So I don't feel as distance from it. I can say this to you. We've been everywhere. Abrahma Bhuvano Lokapuna. We've been up. When Krishna says the highest planet to the lowest planet, don't think there are places that we haven't yet been. We've been there. Don't think that we haven't been into Brahman. You have been there billions of times. Why are we still here then? Because Brahman doesn't fit the job. Heavenly planets doesn't fit the job. Nothing fits for pure devotional service. Pure devotional service. And that's what we're after. Narada performed it. And he got the result. And we can perform it. We can at least perform aspects of it. Or try our hardest. And that trying hard is such an amazing thing. Once Krishna sees you're trying hard, results start to come. You start to get something. Why? His knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of it, because it gives direct perception of the self. What does that mean? It means you can have an experience while you're still alive. You don't have to wait till you die and see if the you or the Jehovah's Witnesses have got it right. Of course, they've got it right as well. We've all got it right, but there's degrees of right. And there's no bigger picture, no deeper picture, no more profound picture to help us get over our pain, to help us get over our attachments, to help us to get over our resentments. There's no better way than this Krishna consciousness, because this chanting kills and dissolves our issues. Where are they? Locked in the subtle body. Bhagavatam says, process of devotional service dissolves the subtle body. You might think, oh God, what dissolves the subtle body? What happened? Don't worry, just dissolve it. Krishna's taking care of business. Krishna's taking care of business. He knows, he's been in the game a long time. He knows. He's been mindful of us, even though we think, hang on a second, where is Krishna then, you know? Well, he's everywhere. Is expanded into every atom. You can't see him, why not? Because you're nonsense. Sorry, you're not nonsense. I'm talking about myself. You're beautiful. Look at Bhakti, Bhakti Prabhu as he comes in. Look at him, how beautiful he is. Look. He's the product of devotion and service. It's not the other way around for us. Devotion and service isn't a favour that we do Krishna. It's something that is a big favour to us. And this service is such a nice thing that when you touch someone's heart with a kind word or you are touched by someone's heart, isn't it heaven? Isn't it what we're all waiting for? We're so desperate just to be looked at in the right way, not looking like some beautiful girls here, instead of just looking at you thinking, yeah, she's a nice bit of stuff. No, that's what a beautiful Mataji that is. And she's come here for Krishna. Keep your blinking eyes off her. She's Krishna's, not yours. And it's such a nice thing to look at a lady and think, I don't want anything from her. I just want to appreciate her. And, you know, I just want to appreciate the devotees. Not be envious that someone can sing better than me, or dance better than me, or give class better than me. But just be warmed by the whole experience. Krishna consciousness is a process of being warmed by the whole experience. You might say, God, it wasn't like that, but this happened or that happened. Sometimes we need to kick up the backside. Unfortunately, we get them. But we need them. When were we ever worse for getting a kick up the backside? When we lost those children, I was empowered by it. I don't know why it was I was empowered by it. But the super soul who's managing affairs in my heart managed to just gently take me on from there and move me on from somewhere else. And then when this happened and that happened, I moved on. I didn't go back. Some or other, by good grace, by good fortune, not my own, I don't live in good grace, by good fortune, I was able to put things behind me and move on towards Krishna slowly bit by bit. And now I'm here in Australia. I'm doing great. I'm with all these amazing people, all these beautiful devotees performing. Look, if you look at the altar, how can I not be fortunate? There's Radha and Krishna, Gaura Nitai, Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. Krishna hasn't got a threefold bending form. This is confirmation. He hasn't got a threefold bending form. He's got a fourfold bending form. He's bending over backwards to facilitate our bhakti. We are so fortunate. We're so lucky. We're as lucky as Narada Muni, because we can see Krishna every day. Narada couldn't. He could only see him by a process of deep meditation in his heart, by going through so many austerities. But in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, it says we don't have to do those austerities. The only sacrifice, biggest chanting, biggest process of sacrifice is chanting the holy name. Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nami, the Kevalam, Kalunasti, the Nasti, the Gajanita. So when the devotees do it, I walked in this morning again, and I saw everybody going nuts. You know, this is what happens when you chant the holy names of the Lord. You go nuts. We're so nuts for so many other things, and all of a sudden we can become nuts for something else. It's yukta vairagya. We're all mad, isn't it? Got to have this girl, got to have that car, got to have this, got to have this respect girl, whatever it is. It's all nuts. So yeah, we just take that nuts, that's madness, and we say, Krishna, I want to be mad for you. Yukta vairagya. Not, I must stop being mad, I must stop this, I must stop. No, I just engage it to you, Krishna. I'd be nuts for you. Sing for you, write for you, talk about you, help each other, see your devotees everywhere I go, in Vaishnava dress and Vaishnava form, and outside of it, in Shivites, in the this ones and that ones, and everywhere else, and then the atheists. Isn't it? We've had great lessons from the atheists, I think, how not to do things, and sometimes how to do things. They're great. Krishna's everywhere saying, okay, watch this one. So you're sitting down tired on the train, you've been doing your Harinam all day, it's the London, you know, underground is packed like everybody, excuse me, like sardines, you know, like that, poor sardines, excuse me. And you know, you're feeling that, and you get a seat, and you rush to a seat, and an old lady walks in, or stumbles in, or someone with, or a pregnant lady, and you go, oh, no. And all of a sudden, a non-devotee, Kami, we call him, gives up his seat, and you're sitting there with your robes and your tilak. You're worth nothing. Kami has just showed you exactly what you should be doing, and you couldn't even do it. So we can get lessons from everywhere. And the devotee is open to lessons, because why? Because he needs to learn. What does he need to learn? He needs to learn all the things that he's learned. He needs to now bring them to the state of vigya. From that, he needs to put them in the heart as immutable facts instead of theories. So we've got lots of theories, but those theories are there for us to become facts. I want to give you the good news. For sure you never die. For sure you have always been around. I mean, perhaps you know it already, but I just have to tell you, no one is dead. No one is lost. No one's gone from you. Neither will you ever go from others. It's not just a case of some sentimental thing. Oh yes, they live in our memory. No! We all live dynamically forever. We have already been living dynamically. When we come into this material world, our dynamism is somewhat slowed down and somewhat curtailed by Maya Dakshina Prapati Suyatesha. It's a big, big, muddy, sticky, syrupy affair. And the dynamism gets slowed down as you get a little bit older. You get smashed by life. You lose a child. You lose a dog. You lose a cat. You lose your job, you lose a house. It just gets so impossible to bear. But it's a good impossible, because that impossible, you think, yeah, it is impossible to carry this weight any longer. How can I divest myself of it? How can I let go of it? How can I forgive myself for not being God and saving everyone and saving my children, the family, or my job, or how can I forgive myself? How can I forgive others? One day you come to that point, that pivot in time, where you just say, Lord, I can't go on, it's too much. I'm broken. I'm battered and bruised. Everything I've done is just, let me know where. At that point in time, you just get on the floor. And you just say, no, if you are there, if there is such a person as you, please help me. Oh my God, this is the best prayer you ever said in your life. This is the best prayer you could ever say in your life. When you get to that point, when you can't take any more. I mean, I'm just talking about nonsense me. I remember I was gung-ho for Hare Krishna, and you know, I had a namaha at our house, which lasted for 20 years. And we were out doing the doors 3 nights a week, and Harinam and on the weekend, and weekend on Saturday and on Wednesdays. And one day I just had enough of doing the rah rah gung ho, you know, Hare Krishna stuff. It just came to me, I've had enough of this. You know, all rah rah Bliss Club and so much good stuff, you know. And they said, tonight, Tribhuvanath Prabhu is coming, and he's such a fired up disciple of Srila Prabhupada. He's coming, we're going to have a party, big New Year's Eve party at Mike and Mary's house. Mike and Mary have made them devotees. I made everybody pretty much devotees there, you know, because I was in a place where there were no devotees, so I decided, I'm going to make devotees. So, some or other, we made devotees. I had a little shop, we got people to come into the shop, and I spoke to them endlessly about Krishna and sold them books, did this and that, invited them to my house. In the end, after a few years, it was all going great. So one day I decided, it's New Year's Eve tonight, everybody's going, everybody's fine, I think it's going to be a great kirtan. And I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do it. It's too much. I'm exhausted. And so I didn't go. My wife said, oh, you just stay a moment. So she left me, she went off. And they all went and had this big party at Tribhuvanath's house, where Tribhuvanath Prabhu was there. And I'm sitting at home, thought, right, not chanting me rounds. I ain't going to do one. It's over for me. Not doing it anymore. Now, during those years that I was doing that, I was always helping devotees with some, because I'd learned how to do this therapy and that therapy. And we used to open our shop on a Wednesday, and the devotees used to pile in, and all day long we'd be treating them and stuff like that. And I was doing, you know, they were doing me a favour. I thought I was doing them a favour, but they were doing me a favour, giving me some association and giving me some service. So anyway, this day it's got about 8 o'clock. It's getting dark now. Well, no, it was dark at 4, but I'm sitting there at 8 o'clock. And I'm thinking, right, I'm going to go to bed in a minute, and it's all over. I'm not going to chant any rounds. That's it. So I'm sitting there feeling miserable and resentful and everything. And then there was a bing bong on the door. So I thought, oh, who's that? So I went to the front door, and it was two brahmacharis from the manor. They didn't know that this was going on at the other house. They didn't know what I was doing either. That I'd left disc on. So they came in and they went, Hare Bol, Hare Krishna, Sri Brigitte, come in. So they came and sat down, and there was some Christmas cake left over, some nice Christmas cake. So I got some Christmas cake and sat them down. And I got them a nice drink and sat them down. And they were sitting, having their drink and their cake. And I said, Prabhu, what made you come tonight? So you would come for this New Year's celebration. He said, no, we didn't know. We're just passing by. As the brahmacharis say, we're just in the area, you know. And our house was a bit of an open house, you know, anyone could come there at that time. Now, these days, I'm a bit more conservative, but unfortunately. So I said, oh, you're welcome. Please enjoy your cake. And I was thinking, I wonder how long they're going to be here, you know. I want to be miserable a bit longer. And I said, so, is there anything you want to say? You know, that I just tried to make polite conversation. So he said, actually, yes, there is. We were thinking, like, this last few years, how kind you've been to us when we were in desperate states. You helped us out and you did this and you did that. And you, when we were low in our Krishna consciousness, you buoyed us up. And just wanted to come and say thank you so much for what you did for us.
No.
So I felt a bit touched by that, you know, the hard, resentful, you know, whatever part of me. So they said, anyway, we can't go because we got to get back and to the manor, so bye. So, oh, thank you very much, bye. And I went into the kitchen. We had this great big picture of Lord Nrsimhadev in the kitchen. And I looked at him and I looked at his lotus feet and, oh no. And I just fell on the floor and I had a cry and said sorry and got my bead bag ripped off my 16 rounds before my wife got back, and I was backing this ISKCON before she got back. So I never told her what happened, but I told you. Maybe one day you'd tell her what a rascal I was. Anyway, she doesn't need to know that. So any comments or questions before? Oh yeah, just, have you got it? Have you got it that you are not going to die? Do you understand that? Do you understand it? Do you understand that you can be absolutely, completely fearless at time of death? Do you understand it? I'm talking to myself here, but you got it? You just don't have to be afraid whatsoever. Krishna is taking so much care. I could tell you 1,000 stories about people facing death. People who just had a little bit of faith. People just had a little modicum. Just someone who I said, come on, let's do this. Krishna just moves mountains and heaven and earth for you. Why does he do it? Because you call him out. And he's just so, he's like, you know, when someone says something nice about you and you don't really want it, you don't want them, you know, don't, and they go, like, say for instance, you say, I don't like that person, you say that, and they go, that's funny, he spoke highly of you. It gets you, doesn't it? You think, oh, I shouldn't have spoke like that. That person's got good. So just imagine, you know, we've ignored Krishna for centuries, for births, birth after birth after birth. We ignored him. We said bad things about him. But towards our time of death, somewhere we start to lose a little bit of our bravado. And all of a sudden, someone says, why don't you take Krishna for, just try and chant this holy name. And you do it. Krishna's just there like that. Just like we would, our mind is turned when someone says something nice about us. We go, okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna's there. Oh, he's there. Not he's not there. We're firing blanks. You cannot get anything. You can do that for your whole lifetime. I've pretty much done 30 years of firing blanks. There's nothing going on. But when you fire a blank bullet towards Krishna with intent, He's in the charge, he's in the bullet, he's in the projectile, he's in everything, and he's in the impact that it has upon your life. So we can be absolutely sure, you don't have to be afraid, the little children here, you don't have to be afraid. No death, no such thing exists, only seems to exist because we've stored all our conditioning, we've stored up in what we see, what we think, what we feel, etc., etc., and they are just misleading us. So we may not be able to see the spirit, we may not be able to see Krishna, but we should be completely convinced that just for a tiny little bit of advancement on this path, we are saved from all kinds of difficulties. You've seen it in your life here. Don't forget about death when you have hardships and stuff like that. Call upon Krishna. In my book, I talk about this little girl called Bonnie, who I told you about, Prakash, my dear friend. I told her about Bonnie. She was a little girl in her Namaha. Her mum didn't like Hare Krishna. But Bonnie used to come because it was at her granddad's house. And so her mum used to come there and sit with her face like a smack bottom, you know, all through the thing while Bonnie was listening about Krishna. And her mum had told me this some time later, that she said, As much as it hurts me to tell you this, and pains me to tell you, I'm going to tell you this story. We're at the seaside, we've bought a caravan. I'm refurbishing the caravan, throwing out all the rubbish from the old people who used to be there, and we're putting in new seats and stuff like this. Bonnie's outside playing with the ball. And she's kicked the ball up in the air and it's come down and landed on one of the nails, which is on one of the bits of furniture that's thrown out. And the ball goes bang! And there's a big hole in it, that big, the size of a 50p piece if you ever go to England, that's about that size. So, Mother looked up and saw Bonnie crying, going, like this. So, there's, oh, I don't think this, and carried on this. Then Bonnie comes in and said, Mom, I broke my ball. She said, yes, Bonnie, I saw it, don't worry, we'll get you another one in a minute, it's okay. Mom, I've just broken my ball, I want this one back. You know what kids are like, don't you? You know what kids are like. So I want this one. So she said, Bonnie, can't you see what we're doing? We're trying to give you a beautiful home by the seaside. I've been working here for 3 hours. All you're doing is kicking that blinking ball up and down outside, having your fun. I'm working. Go outside and leave us alone. I'll get you a ball later. So she goes outside. And then the mother starts to feel bad. She's working and she starts to feel bad. Oh, I've been really horrible to Bonnie. And she starts to look outside the window. She's working. Her and her sister, two people saw this, not just her. And she doesn't believe. So she's looking outside the window and Bonnie's got the ball like that. And she's looking at me and she's crying, as only kids can do. They're so impassioned about something that they're doing. You know when they're trying to play a game and you want them to go to bed or they're watching telly. It's very, very difficult. So she's looking like this. She said, I watched her. This ball is flat in her hands. I watched her looking at it like this and crying. And then she went, Krishna! 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 And the ball went and blew up. Complete. Perfect. And she said it stayed up all day and there was still a hole in it that big. She said, I won't say the word because it's Bhagavatam and it's in a holy place, but I nearly something myself when I saw it. She said it was so frightening just to see what happened. So, just a little girl calling out like that. And she got reciprocation. And we've all got our stories when something amazing happened. Maybe small, it's like Prakash is saying, he's slaving away at the food for life, and he's cooking, and it's not going to happen. And all of a sudden, he sees the on the top of the sweet rice, or the rice, he sees the ladle going. And he goes, I can't afford for that to go. It's going to go on the floor. I'm going to have to go off and wash it. I haven't got it in a second. Please, no, no. And he went and stayed just on this edge there, so get it. And he just knew Krishna had moved in his life. It's just a small thing, but you know. When you realize that we don't have to look to these supernatural things. Supernatural things are happening every moment of the day. The sun is rising. It's burning at thousands of degrees centigrade and it's not burning out for billions of years. What's going on? The earth is so heavy. You ever try to lift a sack of cement? 100 weight, it kills you. The earth is made of gazillions of those weights. It's so heavy. It's floating weightless. A baby comes from two people. A cow eats grass and makes this amazing stuff called milk. How many? Breathe air and you can live. And it's free. Of course, they'll get away to tax that in time, I'm sure. So, what happens to Narad happens to you on a daily basis. But we just ain't seeing it. We're just saying, oh, she doesn't love me. Oh, I couldn't get that job. Ah! And we get so distracted because we're looking for some advantage. The antenna is out and it's looking. Where's some advantage for me? Something where I can enjoy. Something that makes me feel a bit good. But if we surrender, in the end we have to surrender. We have to give up our attachments to being a father or mother. They're not ours. Two years ago, my granddaughter died. But she came back to life after 5 minutes. We are not the doers. We just asked Krishna, please, Krishna, can you? And she came back to life. We don't know what's around the corner. We only know 100% one thing. No one gets out of here alive. Physically, that's speaking. But the soul, we know for sure, by Krishna's arrangement, it cannot die. It cannot be burned, dried, cut. Nothing can happen to it. And it's so auspicious to be a devotee. It's the greatest thing in the world to be a devotee. We're only a few of us. But we're so fortunate. We mustn't miss this chance. Krishna, Ramadi Murti Shikala Niyamena Tistananavataram Akaro Bhuvaneshakantu. Krishna Swayam Samabhavat Paramahapumanyu. Govinda Madhipurusha. So it says that Krishna, he advents himself for our great good fortune. But he also sends all the other avatars. He's the avatari who sends Rama, Narsingha, Vamana, etc. And they're just his subjective portions. They're just his subjective portions. But he's sending them all on a timetable. And then when a Leela avatar doesn't come, or Purusha avatar is not available, then Shaktivesh avatar comes. What more do we want? Come on, come on, come on. Be fearless. I'm talking to me as well, because I'm still scared of flying when it goes into turbulence, because of coming down in the blast war in turbulence. And I haven't, you know, they say you teach that best which you need to learn. So I'm great at helping other people, but not so good at getting rid of it myself. But I want to become fearless. I want to become like Srila Prabhupada in that sense. I can't become like him in the other sense, but in one sense I can try to become fearless. No death for any of us. Just eternal life. Where are we going to spend that life? Don't spend it in the Brahman. You've done it. You know, when I take people to Brahman, you know, I take them to back to when they were in Brahman. Please excuse me for saying it in Bhagavatam Plaza. I can do it. We've been there. And it's findable. It's accessible. You get the conscious mind to be still. The subconscious mind. Then you access all the information. We've been in Brahman. Take a person to the end of their visit in Brahman and ask them why they're leaving. Always the same. It's boring. It's boring. Why is it boring? Because there's no loving exchange. I can't exercise loving exchange here. It's just that. It's great at first, for a while. And after a while, but what else? Why should we ask what else? If this is everything. If they say that Brahman is everything, why are they asking? Brahmavadis are asking what else? Why are they taking birth again? Because Krishna is to be had. Krishna is to be tasted. Pantastu koti sada vatsara sampragamyo bayor. I love the Brahma Samhita, excuse me. Bayor atapi manaso muni pungavanam so pyasti yat prabhata vinsa vatsinja. So pyastiya prapada sin pride comes before a fall. Govinda Madhi Purusham, he said that the jnanis and the yogis, they're going at it like anything. What is the actual words? Only the tip of the toe of whose lotus feet is approached by the yogis who aspire after the transcendental and betake themselves to pranayama. You know, the breathing and asana exercises. All the jnanis who try to find out the non-differentiated Brahman that I've been talking about it by the process of elimination, not this, not that, extending over, listen, thousands of millions of years. So they're doing all this, they're taking so much trouble, thousands of millions of years to get just to the perimeter of Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he said that it's not actually Krishna's lotus feet, but the perimeter of Vaikuntha, from the perimeter of the material worlds, the Viraja. They can only get to the Viraja where the white light is. And then they get bored with it. And they come back. Don't let anyone tell you that Brahman is... Don't let anyone... It's such a fallacy. It's a complete heresy. We love them. They're beautiful. They're wonderful people. We don't get angry with them, but we just say, Brahman is so wonderful, and we've been there many times because we've been here trillions of years. You must have been there. Why are you back here? Oh, I've come to give you Brahman. okay, thank you, but I don't want Brahman. I want Param Brahm. I want Param Dham. I want Pavitram Uttamam. I want the lot. I want the supreme Brahman, the supreme abode. I want the supreme. And to do it, you have to get supremely purified. How do we get supremely purified? It's simple. Don't have to sit. Great for those who can do it. There's nothing wrong in it. Brilliant. But we have to do Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. I'm so sorry, but you need to speak. And I've gone too long. Please excuse me for going too long. I would like to introduce to you this beautiful darling of a devotee who's got a beautiful smile. And him and his wife have been working tirelessly to serve their lordships in Melbourne for many, many years. Some of you were there with them at the beginning, and most of you are there after that. And you have no idea what he's been through and what he's had to overcome. But here he is, and he's always got a smile on his face and a good word to say about everyone. Bhaktivinoda.
If anybody has any questions, thanks, Jayadev.
Thank you.
That was a really nice class. There's a couple of things I just want to mention, if that's okay. So it's an open forum. It's not like a Bhagavatam class. If you have a question, put your hand up and we'll talk about it. Okay? It's a big event that we're doing. So it's a once-a-year opportunity. Rath Yatra is a really important thing in that this is a time that we can inform society about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everything that Jayadev has just been talking about, the great opportunities that are there for us as devotees, this is our time now to give it to other people. Very, very important. Rath Yatra gives us that opportunity. We have to inform people in this society about the glories of serving the Lord, and that's by the grace of His divine grace of Prabhupada. So through his wonderful Hare Krishna movement, you know. It was interesting, you know, I was thinking about this morning, and I had, before I came to address the deities this morning, I had to stop off at the service station. It just made it dawn on me exactly how much it's needed that we get out there and preach Krishna consciousness. When I joined, and Priya also is in the same sort of boat, and also Jayadev, when we joined, everyone knew about the Hare Krishna movement. Everyone. If you said, you know, oh, I'm a Hare Krishna, people went, oh, you're one of those, you know. Whether it was good or whether it was bad, they knew what a Hare Krishna was. This morning I pulled up at the service station to put some gas in before I came to the temple. There are three young guys, about 24, 25, just been out partying all night. And they were in the service station buying a Coke or something. And I came walking in to pay my petrol bill. And the guy looks me up and down and he said, what the...
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you doing, mate? You know, what sort of... I said, Hare Krishna? Huh? I said, you know, chanting in the streets, Hare Krishna? No. Had never heard of the Hare Krishnas. Had never had the opportunity to hear the holy name of the Lord. Krishna made that arrangement for me to just embed in my mind how important it is for us to actually spread this movement. We have to keep conscious that our society, ISKCON, the Hare Krishna movement, is a movement and it's a something that has to keep moving. We have to keep bringing people to Krishna consciousness. So, you know, this was a really interesting moment for me to actually, you know, bring this to your attention, that there are many people in this world at the moment that have not the faintest idea of what the Hare Krishna movement is or what the Hare Krishna movement can offer. So, and the need is absolutely necessary. The need for this information to come out to the general public is absolutely necessary. Basically, to save this planet. But we all know that this is the Kali Yuga. We all know that there are many different things, but even in our lifetimes, as senior devotees, as older people, we've seen so many declines in morality, in the planet, in dealing with people. So This is not, this whole Rath Yatra thing is an event that we actually have to take as not just a social event. This is not just a get together and a feel good thing for us. This is actually much more than that. And it's a way for us to actually generate a positive Krishna conscious atmosphere back into the world, into this region of the world, and thus save the world, its people, and generations to come. So the Rath Yatra offers many things. It offers first and foremost Harinam. We have the great opportunity of kirtan leaders like Jayadev and so many other Gitanjalis here, and you know, Raja Krishna. So Harinam is really, really important. We get an opportunity to perform Harinam. Everyone should chant loudly and enthusiastically and be vibrant and smile and enjoy it. And as Jayadev was saying, don't just shoot blanks when we're out there. Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, is out on Harinam with us. Krishna, in the form of his beautiful deity, will be out with us. And you see it. You can see Lord Jagannath now, and you see his smile. And we all think, yeah, Jagannath is smiling. You look at his smile tomorrow. You look at Lady Subhadra and Baladev, and you look at them smiling at you. They are so happy to be out, presenting themselves to the world. So you look every time you're feeling a bit down and you think you're firing blanks with your chanting, look at Jagannath and lift your face and smile, because God is out there with you chanting. So the other thing is, we got prasadam. Prabhupada said this is our secret weapon. Prasadam. We're going to distribute so much prasadam. You know, we distributed 2 tons of watermelon last year. We want to do that again. We want to have spiritual education. Instead of calling it preaching, let's call it spiritual education. Let's educate people about their spiritual identity, that they're not dead bodies, that they live forever, that they have an opportunity to be ecstatic for the rest of existence. This is the legacy that each devotee can bring to another person. And above all else, we get an opportunity to make devotional friends. To make devotional friends. That we actually have an opportunity to find other devotees from different parts of the world and become friends with them. And also to meet new devotees. Because everyone that will be there at this Rath Yatra festival is a devotee. Krishna has made the arrangement by their desire that they are there at this intoxicating festival just to see Lord Jagannath. So they're all devotees. And so we have to now kindle that devotional service in their heart. That's our job. That's our job. We have to remember. So this friendship is very important. And that can be practiced throughout the whole Rath Yatra, and in particular at the Vedic village. Now, we're all coming with our friends and family, devotional friends and family. We can sit together and just enjoy the whole atmosphere and the entertainment and everything. Or we can reach out to other people. People that just casually walk past and say, gee, that's interesting. You know, that we actually befriend them. I've been a Hare Krishna. Would you like to know anything about it? Hi, how are you going? Have you had something to eat? Everyone extend themselves. Don't insulate yourself. Extend your warmth. Extend your friendship. This is the day to do it. This is really the day to do it. What this Rath Yatra is, as I said, is not just a social event. It is a jagya. It is a jagya. A sacrifice. And a sacrifice sometimes takes austerity and hard work. You know, when the Lord, the Pandavas would have an Ashwamedha jagya, they had to travel all over the world to collect the items that they needed for the jagya. You know, they just didn't think, oh, well, what we get? Oh, yeah, just get a bit of this and that. They had to make the effort to travel all over the world. They would travel to the far reaches of the world. As it's now found out, they travel to Russia. They travel to Germany. They travel to China to bring back the produce that was required for the Ashwamedha jagya. So this is what's required of us. That's hard work. It's hard work. And what we're asking is that all the devotees today and tomorrow put in some hard work. actually become part of this jagya, realizing it is not a social event, it is hard work, physical hard work, you know, but it is ecstatic in the same way. The harder you work, the more mercy and bliss that you're going to receive. The harder you work, the more Krishna makes himself, the more intense you have that ball in front of you, which is deflated, the more intense you actually call out to Krishna, the more ecstatic you're going to be, the more inflated you'll feel with bhakti. I can honestly tell you that. You know, it is an opportunity for you to taste a nectar which is so hard to taste anywhere else. But you have to put in the hard yards. Don't make it a social event. If you can't do that, then at least offer some income, or your income, and offer a donation to the devotees. Now, all of us are going to put in hard work, but we know friends and relatives of ours that may not be able to make it to the Rath Yatra and that would like to contribute. So I'm going to hand these out. Prabhu, can you just pass them around? Any friend that you know that hasn't contributed to the Rath Yatra yet, perhaps we can do that. I've also got maps of how we're structuring the... we'll pass that over to the ladies. Just to have a look how we're positioned this year. Everything is bigger and better. All the tents and canopies are bigger. And there's some really interesting areas that we're doing this year. So the prasadam, we need people to help, devotees to help, in the prasadam distribution, which is headed up by Adrian and Prakash over there as well. We need people to volunteer. Don't wait for someone to come up to you and say, Prabhu, can you help? Offer your services. Take the opportunity. Really grab this opportunity. Men and women, you know. The face painting. Some ladies that are a little bit talented artistically, and if you're not talented, Krishna will inspire you to be talented. Help the ladies that are doing the face painting and the henna tattoos. That we all require help. So, you know, and while you're doing the tattoos, you don't just sit there, you actually talk to these people. Encourage them. You know, so it's really, really important. The watermelon, we need people to help cut up and distribute the watermelon. So that's there. Again, it can be a really nectarian pastime to see so many... I often think, you know, what was the highlight of my Krishna consciousness? One of the most transcendental experiences is serving our prasadam. You never get enough of it. You know, you watch a person taking prasadam, and Priya knows this from Food for Life also.
Yeah.
You know,
it's a mystical
It's a mystical thing to actually give people the secret weapon, this prasadam, so a person has that opportunity. Can somebody answer that, or is it a question? So, what is now required, and I'm appealing to all of you, and I'm asking for help from all of you, we now need to set up the Vedic Village. We have such good facility. The Port Phillip Council has offered such good facility. You know, we've got all the tents provided, all the staging provided, all the amplification. We've got our own sound manager. We've got our own stage manager. We've got all this. We've got our own security. We've got so many things that the council, the government, is just giving us, saying, here, make the most of it. Now we need to put the bits and pieces in, you know. We've got the shell. Now we need to put the bhakti in there, and we need volunteers. So the first set of volunteers that I need is today. Today the watermelon is arriving, 2 tons of watermelon. Ooh. Okay, we need people to move the 2 tons. Now, unfortunately, when you get a little bit older, the back doesn't last that long, and my chiropractor would have a heart attack if I'm doing this by myself. So I can't do this, and I can't lift very much. Although I know I look like a big person, but I can't lift that much, and not for long. So I'm really asking you, Prabhus, I need assistance. You know, so from 12:30 today to 6:30 today, I need volunteers. People that will help carry the stuff that we've got here and set it up at the festival site. Tomorrow, we need volunteers from 6:30 to 10 o'clock in the morning to help with the final preparations. Ladies, if you can help with decoration, garlands and all that kind of thing, we need helpers down there. Okay? Just be at the ready. Just offer your services. We require grihasthas as well as brahmacharis. Because you have to understand, just finally, we have to understand that this is actually a major assault against Maya. What is happening there at that St. Kilda festival is all Maya. The whole lot. You know, it's all sense gratification, intoxication, and we are coming like a wedge straight into this den of Maya, den of iniquity. So this is actually a war. It's likened to a war. Prabhupada used to use this analogy quite a lot. Our preaching is warfare. You are all the soldiers. Okay? It's a battle, and we will win this battle because we have Krishna on our side. Like Arjuna, we're the foot soldiers, and Krishna is coming in the chariot. So this is how we should view it, this Rath Yatra, that it's a warfare, that we've got a good fight coming on in the next couple of days. We have the greatest general ever that ever existed on this planet on our side, and he will be alongside us. Srila Prabhupada, his divine grace, will be there at the battlefield to give us inspiration. We have also great spiritual warriors here from all over parts of the world and in Victoria. We have Jayadev here, Prabhu, who's from England, a great warrior. We have Priya Vrata, who travels the world presenting Krishna consciousness. Great warrior. We have Gitanjali, who sings the glories of Krishna all over the world. A great warrior. We have so many. We have Braja Krishna. We have so many different devotees that are fired up and willing to help in this powerful army. So we have to take their association. So let's take this event very seriously. Not a social event, but a serious fight. Are we all up to that?
Yeah.
Can we do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, apart from that, it's not a serious thing as far as... It is a serious thing, but in the same token, it's an ecstatic thing.
Yeah, yeah.
To actually be part of this, brothers and sisters in arms, fighting against Maya, presenting Krishna consciousness, is a hell of a lot of fun. We will have an absolute ball tomorrow. Rain, hail or shine, it will be a blast. We're praying that everybody prays to Lord Krishna and Lord Jagannath that please let the sun come out. The Lord is now clearing the streets, is washing the streets, is washing the park at the moment. So those rain will clear it. Maybe tomorrow morning we'll have some more rain that will clear the path for the Lord. So it's all suchi. And then the Lord will come. Okay? But whatever the case, whether it's raining or whether it's not, it's beautiful sunny. Yes, Prabhu.
Prabhu, I just took the detailed forecast.
Yeah?
There's only one chance it showers about 9 a.m.
That's only 50. Perfect. That'll clear the road, folks, and then we're on. So, okay. So it's a serious fight. But still a lot of fun. Just in regards to this, the whole idea behind Rath Yatra is to encourage people that have had nothing to do with Krishna consciousness before. Just like these boys that I met at the service station had nothing. What the, you know, is this whole gear? So the point of it is that sometimes, we had some criticism last year. Oh, why did you have Bollywood dancing? You know, this is not Krishna conscious. Bollywood dancing, gyrating on the stage. How many people came as soon as they heard Jai Ho! Jai Ho! All the people go, whoom! And they all watched the Bollywood dancing. And Ganesh Prabhu was up there and he was doing his thing, and Bhakta Greg was up there, and it was ecstatically fun. What happened straight after the Bollywood dancing was we had kirtan. And we captivated those people that were there. The whole idea of getting these different things is to intersperse it. Tantalize their senses, think, oh, this is good fun, this will satisfy our senses, and then wham, we just lock them with Krishna consciousness. That's the whole idea. So don't criticize it. Understand that we're tactically, it's a maneuver in our warfare tactics. So we've got some different things. We've got two lots of Bollywood dancers this year, two batches, followed immediately by Jayadev. Bang! We got that one. So we have other things that are coming. We have a magician that's coming, and he'll be entertaining the kids. We have, during the Rath Yatra, we've got our friends from the Shiva Ashram are going to do some performances with sitar and drum. And also, they are so enthusiastic. The people from the Shiva Ashram, our dear friends, Swamiji said, we can't wait. Everybody is so enthusiastic. It's the greatest spiritual event in the calendar. And one thing he said to me, he said in all confidence, he said, Bhakta, do you think it would be okay if Lord Shiva comes? I said, Swamiji, what are you talking about? He said, well, one of our devotees would like to dress up as Lord Shiva. So they do this at the ashram on Shivaratri, and they get one of the ashramites to dress up with the loincloth, blue colour, third eye, trident. I said, Swamiji, it says in our Shastra that when Lord Jagannath comes on the Rath Yatra, Lord Brahma comes, Lord Shiva comes, they all come, all the demigods come. We would be more than happy to have Lord Shiva coming. So Lord Shiva is coming. Yeah. So that's really good. And our friends from different ashrams are coming, from the Yoga in Daily Life, from the Satchananda Ashram. Various priests from Christianity are coming. Some Jewish rabbis are coming. Some Buddhist monks are coming. They're all getting an opportunity to participate in this spiritual event. Make them welcome. Make them welcome. Make them feel the love that Jayadeva is talking about. This is what we're about. This is bhakti yoga. It's love. It's love for one another. And we all love each other. But now we have to extend that out to all the former conditioned souls that will be there at Rath Yatra tomorrow. So some points to just remember. Above all, be friendly and helpful to everyone. Assist wherever is possible. So if someone asks you to do something, one of the managers, whether it's the face painting, the merchant shop, anywhere, if they're asking you to do something, if it's possible for you to do it, do it. Don't just scoff it off. And introduce to people this wonderful Vedic teaching that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And put the new devotees up the front. This is one thing that I want to stress. Last year, Korma Prabhu was doing cooking classes, and everybody loves Korma, right? So all the devotees were like right up at the front stage. Now we get all the opportunities down the track for cooking classes. This year we have Priyavrata Prabhu who's doing the yoga of eating, and so everybody is really enthused to listen to what he has to say. Now what we've done is tonight in the temple room, he will be giving a seminar here. So what we want to do is that at the actual Rath Yatra and Vedic village, we encourage non-devotees or those devotees that are new to Krishna consciousness to sit upright close. And we can sit at the back and just encourage people. When you see someone coming past and they're sort of showing a little bit of interest because people are a little, you know, dubious, then you just say, oh, would you like to have a seat? There's a seat up the front here for you. And you'll get some samples. They're really delicious, you know. So when Sama Mohini is doing her South American delights, you know, we don't all want to go up and, oh, I'm going to get some of this, you know. First we give it to our guests. Or, you know, we have Aditi Prabhu, she's going to be cooking pakoras all day. You know, we give it to our guests. It's all about service today. So make sure that the new devotees, and everyone, remember, everyone, whether they're positive or negative, everyone that's there in that Vedic village is a devotee. Just make an effort to actually introduce yourself. Finally, I need volunteers for the hardest service of all. This is the major battle. And last year it almost killed me. And this year I'm not going to be there. That is the service of cleaning up at the end. Now, Manigriva Prabhu is going to be heading that up with a couple of other devotees. People that are not working tomorrow or can perhaps spend the time, because we can only start cleaning up, we can only bring in the trucks at 10:30 at night. Now the program starts and ends at 9 o'clock. So I'm absolutely begging the devotees, because last year there was about 5 of us that had to do the whole lot. And honestly, it was just, I got a lot of mercy that day. So we want to have it that other people get the mercy this year. So we need some volunteers for that. So
younger people get
it. So any questions or comments at all, Prabhu?
Yeah.
This is the time to ask questions about the Ratha Yatra.
No, I was just going to say, are we going to ask for shows of hands for different people on different services now?
No, that
would just come later.
Yeah, like at 12:30 today, I'll be here with the van, and we need to start loading up. So whoever is here at the moment, I'm just going to say, Prabhu, you're available, and if you're here, please just make yourself available. We've got chairs that have to be moved. All the stuff for the stage, all the stuff for the altar has to be moved. We're practically trying to get everything down there today. We want all the signs up today. We want everything. If there's anybody that's really enthusiastic that wouldn't mind doing a bit of service as far as perhaps doing a run in the evening and just doing a bit of a security check on everything, that's fine. There is security there. There's a security guard there. Last year he was a Sikh boy. Sikh guy who was very pleased to mind Krishna's paraphernalia, but it was just one little. Oh, it was so interesting. Just one little skinny Sikh guy who was managing the security. So, if anybody feels inclined, they just want to go and check out during the evening. If everything's okay, that'll be good. Yep, Ruth.
What is the logistics of moving? Do we have trucks ferrying back and forth?
Yeah, I've got at home 1 3-ton truck, which will be the main carry-all, you know. But we'll be using also the prasadam, the boga van, yeah. And Adrian will be moving some of his stuff as well, okay? So, yeah, we've got one big truck, which is really helpful this year.
As soon as the school just goes and comes back.
Comes back, yep. Yep. Yes, Priya?
Well, I need to prepare some things today for tomorrow.
Yep.
So I need people to help me in the kitchen.
Okay. Priya Bratta, you've met Joe Sachi at the back.
Yeah.
He's your right-hand man, right through the whole thing, okay? He'll help you with whatever you need. And if anybody else can give Priya Bratta a hand, that'd be great. Okay? Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Just wondering, maybe during the day, maybe 10 or 15 degrees, you go out of Aina,
if we can you print up some more flyers? If you do, hurry
up.
Maybe later on in the day, say around about 6:30, that would be a perfect time, because that's when it's all starting to rock down there. So that would be great, but you'd have to do the flyers, you know. If anybody is also wanting to do this tomorrow, we'll make some more flyers, do some extra ones, and just go into the crowd of people. There's 400,000 people at minimum at this festival. So if somebody wants to, during the day sometime, if there's no service to do at the actual Vedic village, just grab a handful of flyers and go right into the crowd and hand out some of the flyers so people will come to our store, our area.
Where would they get the flyers from?
I was thinking maybe Harinamananda, and, you know, can we organise some printing? Would that be okay? Can you two guys organise that? Is that alright for you? Yep. Yep, Vijay.
What about the industry?
I can't hear you. What's that?
Induction.
Oh, inductions? If you haven't done it now, it's a bit late. But the cards are going to be distributed. Nanda Mandir Prabhu and somebody else is handing out all those people that. Are you doing it, Bhakti Sar? Bhakti Sar has all the volunteers. If you've done an induction, he's got your tag. Okay? Just Bhakti Sar. Bhakti Sar, stand up, Prabhu. He's got them all. Okay? So just see him at one stage and he'll during breakfast or whatever. And if somebody asks if you're doing some service, you have to show your induction. It's not a big deal. Yeah. Any other comments or questions at all? So it's going to be pretty enthusing. There's some really interesting. We're also getting a band from South Australia, and they're going to be performing the last part of the program, which will feature heavily with Jayadev, and some really interesting songs that are going to be performed. But there is also a hip-hop band coming from South Australia. They're called Social Change. They're all devotees. Now, for some of us, it may be a bit of a culture shock because, you know, it's hip-hop. Hip-hop is really the funky sort of music. It's quite different. So, you know, it's again to bring in a different crowd of people, and again, it will be followed immediately by the Hari Nam. So make them welcome as well. They're really nice devotees from Adelaide. Any other questions or comments at all? Is everybody pretty clear as to what has to happen? So I implore you all, if you know of other friends, and obviously not all the devotees are here at the moment, just encourage from what I've said that this is now a war. Tomorrow and today we are making warfare on Maya, but we're having a lot of fun as well with this Rathyatra festival. We need your help. Yes, Prakash? Oh, yes. Okay. Very good. Thanks, Prabhu. Thanks for reminding me. Tomorrow is Bhakti Siddhanta's appearance day. And everybody is saying, okay, what about a half-day fast? So we consulted with Aniruddha Prabhu and Korama Prabhu and also Banu Swami. And Banu Swami said that if the Guru is worshipped after the morning program, that if it need be that you take prasadam, you can break prasadam after the morning program. So there will be breakfast here as usual. The program tomorrow also is earlier. We'll be having class before Guru Puja, a short class before Guru Puja. So that's at around about 6:30. Okay? This is to facilitate the devotees getting down to the Vedic village and getting the Lord ready for the cart and everything. Then at 7 o'clock it will be a Guru Puja for both Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada will sit on the mat on the ledge there. If we put a picture of Bhakti Siddhanta there, we will do the Pushpanjali ceremony for Bhakti Siddhanta. After that we will do a joint Guru Puja for both Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Prabhupada. So you offer some flowers to Bhakti Siddhanta and you offer some flowers to Srila Prabhupada. And then that is then considered the end of the worship of Guru, and then you can take prasadam. Now, if a person specifically wants to fast on that day, then you'll have to bring some of your own prasadam along. Because at 12 o'clock, that's when the Rath Kaat happens. We don't want that at 1:30 everybody flocks to Adrian's food stall and says, "Give me some food, I'm hungry, I have fasted all day." Okay? By the way, also, all devotees, except those devotees that are actually serving the prasadam, have to pay for the prasadam. There is no free lunch. Okay? So unless it's an entertainer or a guest that's coming, we will hand out vouchers for those people. But everybody else will have to pay. The reason why we do that is, please understand that there's going to be queues and queues of people that are willing to pay. If there's devotees and they say, "Prabhu, I'm a devotee, I don't have to pay," it will make it incredibly confusing for the devotees that are serving out. So unless you have a voucher, you will have to pay for the prasadam. Okay? Because otherwise people think, how come this guy got it for free and I can't get it for free? You know? Because, you know, the Hare Krishnas are known for also doing free prasadam. And they can get free prasadam if they go to the cooking class. You can get some snacks over there. If you go to the watermelon, you can have some free watermelon. But we also have to redeem some of the expenditure that we've put into this. I mean, you have to understand that we have spent thousands and thousands of dollars to get this up and running. Okay? So we have to utilize it. And, you know, like any war costs a lot of money, you know, to have the infrastructure and the artillery. So, it's all part of it. Anybody else want to make any comments or questions at all? So, Rathyatra 2012, K! Jai! Lord Jagannath, K! Jai! Lord Balarama, K! Jai! All the assembled Vaishnava devotees, K! See you all.